Proclamation number 6166, dated the January 16th, 1955. Freedom of will. Divine order. State of compulsion. Throughout an infinitely long period of development, your soul attained a degree of maturity which permitted its embodiment as a human being, so that now, as your real self, it is aware of itself and able to live its life on earth of its own free will, admittedly with a task yet not forced to accomplish it. You humans ought to know what free will means for each being. You ought to know that free will must be left to you because it is the attribute of divine living creations. During your previous time of development, this free will was indeed constrained, but only because you had forfeited your divinity yourselves, because you voluntarily strove away from me, your God and Father of eternity, and thereby became ungodly. So I bound your will in order to enable your return to me. By constraining your will, I was merely helping you so that you would be able to use your freedom of will in divine order again, which was impossible in your previous state of development. Your will once took the wrong path. I directed it again according to my will. The spiritual beings took the path of my eternal order in a state of compulsion. Yet it was not intended for them to stay without free will forever, because they should become divine beings again, as they were in the beginning, which also irrefutably requires free will. Your existence as a human being is therefore granted to the spiritual being for testing its will. The past sin of having misused free will must be recognized in a state of free will, and through using the will correctly, deification must be attained again. The being must voluntarily strive towards higher spheres, just as it had once voluntarily fallen away. Thus, free will is the explanation for many things which seem incomprehensible to you humans. Although I can certainly always help you and do so in every way, however, you must accomplish the transformation of your nature into divine living creations yourselves, otherwise you would never be able to attain the degree which is the requirement for deification. Because I want to gain children, I don't want to equip creatures without will with abilities which they must use according to my will. My goal is to surround myself with children who are able to create and work freely, whose will is in total accord with mine but nevertheless free. My goal is blissfully happy living creations full of light and strength which strive for their happiness, their light and their strength of their own free will, and which, for this purpose, must go through earthly life as human beings in order to pass their test of will, whom I will certainly always support but never influence forcefully, because this would render eternal freedom and beatitude impossible. I let you keep free will, yet I always help you to use it correctly, and it will always be possible to arrive at your goal. This is why earthly life is of momentous significance for you, for it decides your state in eternity, which you create yourselves of your own free will. Amen.